armor of God continued. As our children abound in everything in faith, in speech, in knowledge, and in all diligence, in love, in grace, and in mercy, may they be vessels of mercy. Also may our children and their house pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, be zealous for spiritual gifts, for God distributes to each one individually as he wills. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Therefore, in Christ we pray that our children will seek to excel for the edification of the church, serving in the power of the Spirit, a life-giving Spirit. In Christ we make request on their behalf that God would grant our children to be sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ, abiding in him, we make requests for our children and their house, and we call on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that he would bless our children and their family indeed, and enlarge their territory, that his hand would be with them and their people, and that he would keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. Therefore, let our children and their family cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let all that they do be done with love. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people. The praise of all his saints. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, let our children and their house stand therefore, having shod their feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. As the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. The God of truth will instruct our children and teach them and their people the good way in which they should walk, guiding them with his eye, putting his Spirit in them, causing them to walk in statutes and keep his judgments, so that they will walk in his way to keep his commandments, keeping to the paths of righteousness, walking uprightly in truth, in the light of the Lord, in his countenance as children of light, sons of light, and sons of the day, and walking in the light as Christ is in the light, before the Lord in the land of the living. In Christ we implore our children to walk worthy of God, who calls them into his own kingdom and glory, to follow Jesus Christ, having the light of life, abiding in faith, hope, and love, being rooted and grounded in love, knowing the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that they may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in their hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to them, and there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ we pray that through love our children will serve one another, seeking to edify others, suffering long, being patient, kind, thinking no evil, rejoicing in the truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things, casting out all fear, covering a multitude of sins with their love, not envying others, or parading themselves, or being puffed up, or behaving rudely, or seeking their own way, or allowing themselves to be provoked, or rejoicing in iniquity, but most important, never failing, not being overcome by evil, but overcoming evil with good and with love, for love never fails. Peace and mercy be upon our children. They are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In Christ we pray that our children will be meek, poor in spirit, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, manifesting the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and the God of peace will crush Satan under their feet shortly. God, who called our children to peace, shall make them complete in every good work to do his will, working in them what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. For our children and their family are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that they should walk in them. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will not love in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth, according to the good pleasure of his will. May God bestow on our children and their people an obedient heart, so that they will do good, seek peace, and pursue it. Therefore, as they have opportunity, let our children and their house do good to all. Be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, give in good measure with liberality, give them what they have cheerfully, not procrastinating, but giving today what they have to give with all generosity, giving not out of compulsion or grudgingly or of necessity, but voluntarily, doing all things in love, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May our children and their people walk in the way of goodness, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, taking in the stranger, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and going to those who are in prison. Glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good. Our children are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that they may proclaim the praises of Him who called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. This is a message that we have heard from Him and declare to them, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Mercy and truth go before His face. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies round about. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith, let our children and their house stand therefore, having taken up the shield of faith, with which they will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, may the God of hope fill our children with all joy and peace in believing, that they may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We also pray always for our children, that our God would count them worthy and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the works of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in them and they in Him, according to the grace of their God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, brethren, in Christ we command our children and their family to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build them up and give them an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. For it is God who commanded light to shine up out of darkness, who has shone in their hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This hope they have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for them, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. For this reason they bow their knees to the Father of their Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, and He grants our children, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in their hearts through faith, that our children are rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, justified by faith, and that they continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, so that they might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In Christ we pray that God will give our children and their family, each one, a measure of faith. May Jesus Christ help their unbelief, according to the eternal purpose. May God, their help and their shield, increase their faith, increase learning and understanding, and their ability to hear, see, receive, and know the word of the Lord. Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, until they have faith as of a mustard seed. In Christ we pray that our children and their house take after Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Through faith, women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and had trial of mocking, scourging, chains, imprisonment, were stoned, were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword, were destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. But still they were grounded and steadfast in faith. In Christ we pray our children and their people will also receive apostleship for obedience to the faith, building themselves up on their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping themselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and in all circumstances being surrounded by a shield of faith, dwelling in the supernatural peace of Christ, for the chastisement for their peace was upon him, and by his stripes they are healed. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. You, O Lord, have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, he who loved our children and washed them from their sins in his own blood, let our children and their house stand therefore, having taken up the shield of faith, which they will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. In Christ we pray that they will hear what the Spirit says, and they will overcome as Jesus also overcame. They are of good cheer, for Jesus overcame this world, and so are our children, for they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. God grant, according to the riches of his grace, that the speech and the preaching that they hear is not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that their faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In Christ we pray that their delight is in the fear of the Lord, and they shall not judge by the sight of their eyes, nor decide by the hearing of their ears, but instead they live by faith, walk by faith, hear the voice of Christ and follow him, being an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, for there has not failed one word of all his good promise. But let our children and their family be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised he is also able to perform, standing fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. In Christ we implore our children to trust in the Lord with all their heart, and lean not on their own understanding. In all their ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct their paths. Whatever is not from faith is sin. Therefore, in Christ we beseech our God, and implore our Father in heaven not to let sin have dominion over them and their house. The Lord will perfect that which concerns them. His mercy endures forever. He will not forsake the works of his hands. God, faithful and true, will be with them continually. He will hold them by their right hand. He will guide them with his counsel, and afterward receive them to glory. He will make them to know the ways of life. He will make them full of joy in his presence. He will show our children and their people the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. According to their faith, let it be to them. The Lord preserves the faithful. His righteousness is like the great mountains. His judgments are a great deep. He preserves man and beast. How precious is his loving kindness. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of his wings. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, in his name let our children and their house stand therefore, having taken up the shield of faith, with which they will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. May the God of their hope open their eyes, that our children may see wondrous things from his word, and give them an ear, that they can hear what the Spirit says. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Christ we pray that God will open to them a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. They are not afraid, they only believe. For this reason, we thank God without ceasing that our children and their family receive the word of God. Welcome it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also works in them effectively. As ambassadors of Christ, we implore our children to receive Jesus Christ, live and believe in him and in his name, hear and receive his words, and believe the scripture, know the truth, believing in God who sent him. May our children and their people see the Son and believe. He is the Christ, the Son of God. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. May they come to him, receiving and drinking of the water that he shall give, that they will never thirst. But the water that he shall give our children will become in them a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life, tasting the good word of God and the powers of the ages to come, eating the bread of life, for Jesus is the bread of life. It is written, I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Truly, in Christ, they shall never hunger, and they shall never thirst, and they shall have life in his name, receive remission of sins, and not be condemned, or come into judgment, nor abide in darkness, but become sons of light, children of God, passing from death into life, have an everlasting life. They shall not perish, for they shall never die. Though their body may die, they shall live, and see the glory of God. They shall enter the rest of God. And Jesus will raise them up at the last day. In Christ we pray that our children and their whole household will continue in the faith, having a spirit of faith, and that nothing will come and take away the word out of their hearts, but that they will trust in Christ after hearing the word of trust, the gospel of their salvation, in whom, having believed, our children were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, knowing God's faithfulness through Jesus. Believing in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that their faith and hope are in God. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will love the Lord Jesus Christ and keep his word, and his Father will love them, and Jesus, the Son, and God and Father will come to them and make their home with them. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told them from the Lord. Those who believe in Christ through the Word will be one. As God is in Christ and Christ in God, they also will be one in them. Yes, may they receive the glory that only Jesus can give them, that they may be one, just as Jesus and God are one. The Father himself loves our children because they have loved Jesus and have believed that he came from God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Because they believe in Jesus, the works that he did they will do also, and greater works than these they will do. And these signs will follow them who believe. In Jesus' name, our children will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. In Christ we pray that God will help our children to believe without doubting in their heart, and whatever things they ask when they pray, they will receive them, and they will have them, and whatever things they say will come to pass. They will have whatever they say, for all things are possible for him who believes. As they have believed, so let it be done for them. Let their delight be in the fear of the Lord, and they shall not judge by the sight of their eyes, nor decide by the hearing of their ears, but with righteousness they shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. God, through our children, shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which they must be saved. In his name let our children and their house stand, therefore, having taken up the helmet of salvation. Stand still, our children, and see the salvation of the Lord. For today salvation has come to your house, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Today our children will hear his voice. They will not harden their hearts as in the rebellion, but repent and believe in the gospel, and let every one of them be baptized with water into repentance in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God from the beginning chose our children and their house for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Therefore, let our children and their family confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God has raised him from the dead, and they will be saved. For with the mouth confession is made to salvation. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will take up the water of life freely and draw water from the wells of salvation with joy, their soul being joyful in the Lord, for he has clothed them with the garments of salvation and covered them with the robe of righteousness. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will confess Jesus Christ before man, and he, the Son of Man, will confess them before the angels of God and send his ministering spirits forth to minister to our children and their house, who will inherit salvation. In Christ we implore God the Lord, the strength of our salvation, to remember our children and their house with the favor he has toward his people, and visit them and their people with his salvation, that they may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that they may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that they may glory with his inheritance, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. For now, in Christ, they who once were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. The Lord grant that our children and their family will hear the word of truth, the gospel of their salvation, trust in Jesus Christ, believe and be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of their inheritance. According to his mercy, may God save our children and their family through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he pours out on them abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that our children and their family, having been justified by his grace, should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. In Christ we pray that the Lord, the tower of our salvation, will not rest until their salvation is as a lamp that burns, and he will not blot out their name from the book of life. He will not cast them away from his presence, and will not take his Holy Spirit from them, but restore to them the joy of his salvation, and uphold them with his generous spirit. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Our children listen to the Lord, for they know righteousness. They are a people in whose heart is his law. They do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their reviling. Behold, their mighty God has made their face strong against the faces of opposition, and their forehead strong against their foreheads. Like adamant stone, harder than flint, he has made their forehead. Do not be afraid of ungodly men, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But his righteousness will be forever, and his salvation from generation to generation. In Christ we pray that in him our children and their family will trust and not be afraid, for Yahweh, the Lord, is their strength and their song. He also is their salvation. He has covered their head in the day of battle. So in Christ we pray they will put on the helmet of salvation. He has given them the shield of his salvation. His right hand holds them up. His greatness makes them great. Let them trust in his mercy. Let their heart rejoice in his salvation. For they shall call upon him, and he will answer. He will be with them in trouble. He will deliver them and honor them. With long life he will satisfy them and show them his salvation. Your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you.